back to the show. It's Paul Williams here standing in for Declan Meehan. Now, across the country today and in Wicklow, Sinn Féin activists are holding a day of protest, which is quite a unique sort of form of protest. They're protesting against the local unemployment figures, and their protest is taking the form of pickets outside the homes of TDs and ministers' offices in town centres, airports and ports. Sinn Féin says the protests are intended to increase the pressure on the government to take action to create jobs, and the party says jobs can be created, solutions exist, and the government needs to act now. And to talk about that is local Sinn Féin councillor John Brady. Good morning, Councillor Brady.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
So what exactly are you doing in Wicklow today?
Well, this morning or this afternoon now at 12 o'clock, I suppose our day of action involves highlighting. We're going to be on the main street in Bray from 12 o'clock on, Paul. We're going to be highlighting, I suppose, the implications of unemployment on youth, which ultimately leads to forced emigration, which we're seeing. And I mean, there's been a big play on the figures there over the last number of days. We've had numerous Fianna Fáil ministers coming out and question the figures, which reveal as of today there's 466,800 people unemployed, which is 13.7% of the workforce. And I suppose on a regional basis in Wicklow, we've seen the unemployment figures shoot up 400 over the last month, which leads to 13,181 people unemployed.
So what can protests do, pickets outside TDs and ministers' offices, apart from being seen as another cheap political stunt? What can it achieve? What can you achieve by doing that?
Absolutely. Far from it being a cheap publicity stunt, it's focusing the issue fairly and squarely where, you know, the blame should be focused, and that is on the current government, who have at their disposal you know, massive amounts of still, in today's current climate, massive amounts of taxpayers' money at their disposal, which should and could be focused to deal with job creation. And indeed, we've put forward over the last number of years dozens upon dozens of proposals to the government.
Like what? What are your main proposals? If you were a kingmaker in the morning, if you had the opportunity on behalf of Sinn Féin to change the situation, you got the power to do it, what would you do? In a nutshell.
Okay, well, firstly, I'll just say, Paul, I mean, if anyone is interested in more detailed proposals, I mean, they can go to our website there.
You're a man on the ground. You're a political activist on the ground. Tell us, this morning from the great Gerry Adams, what are you going to do?
Okay, well, can I say, just if people want to go to jobsfortheunemployed.ie, they can see a comprehensive list of our proposals. I mean,
I would just ask you a question.
Yes.
You are in the position now to solve the problem. Give us, okay, in a nutshell, because you're holding a protest in the middle of Bray today. Surely you have it off the top of your head. What can be done? What would you love to see done now?
Well, if you give me an opportunity, Paul, just to say that the nature of our protest today is to highlight the issue of youth unemployment. And today we're focusing on the issue there, that this government should, our main key tank proposal is, the government should create a youth jobs fund of 500 million, which would create 20,000 jobs for the youth who are unemployed.
And what kind of work, what kind of jobs are you talking about?
Well, look, I mean, we've massive amounts of people coming out of college, this year, college graduates. I mean, we've issues there such as agri-food, we've tourism, digital media, IT, we've construction. I mean, only last week we've seen a massive rollback in terms of critical infrastructure throughout the state. And I suppose to localise that, I mean, we've seen a massive pullback from the issue of bringing the loose out the Bray, which would create hundreds of jobs in the construction phase. We've a housing crisis in County Wicklow, as we do across the state. And when I say a housing crisis, of course, I mean,
well, a lot of empty houses.
Certainly not in Wicklow. I mean, Wicklow is a bit strange, Paul. I mean, it's not a Leitrim or a Roscommon or anything like that. We don't have the massive amount of ghost estates like other counties do. There is a massive housing problem in Wicklow in terms of people looking for local authority housing. And I mean, what the government is doing is they've decided not to build any more local authority housing. They're investing all their, putting all the eggs in the one basket in terms of, taking up all the empty private houses that are out there. And as I've said already, there's very few of them in Wicklow. So, I mean, critical infrastructural projects should be fast-tracked. I mean, I've already highlighted a couple of them there, you know, in terms of the Lewis, in terms of housing. We've also schools and many, many other issues there in County Wicklow that should and could be fast-tracked. I mean, in terms of tourism, to localise it again, Wicklow has massive potential there in terms of tourism, and that hasn't been tapped into. And indeed, over the next 2 weeks, Wicklow Sinn Féin will be bringing forward a massive proposal there, which would see, we believe, massive amounts of tourism being brought to the Garden County, and that hasn't been tapped into. And we will be bringing forward those proposals in the next week or two.
We have a text here. There's a number of texts coming in. I'll read it to you from Stephen in Ballinaclash. Rather ironic Sinn Féin protesting about jobs, considering that the only employment Sinn Féin IRA ever created were with undertakers and building reconstruction. That must be in relation to buildings being blown up. The July Exchequer figures clearly prove the government's plan for economic recovery is working.
That's pretty cheap coming from Stephen Kiernan, who's employed by Fianna Fáil to...
Oh, there's a Fianna Fáil, is it, yeah?
He's a Fianna Fáil PRO.
But some people would say, though, I would have to put it to you, Joe John, as somebody who's involved in covering crime for so long, it is sometimes a bit ironic when you hear the Sinn Féin on the high moral ground, considering that the Northern Bank was robbed by the Provisional IRA with the involvement of people in Sinn Féin only 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. The Colombian drug cartels, the $25 million that were shipped home because IRA people were teaching Colombian drug dealers how to make bombs. The connection between organised crime and drug traffickers in Dublin.
I'm here to talk about job creation in Wicklow particularly. I mean, if you want to talk about criminal, I'll certainly talk about Fianna Fáil criminality and the fact that, you know, there's $32 billion of taxpayers' money going into bailing out banks rather than going into the creation of employment throughout the state. So if you want to talk about criminality, let's talk about the real criminality that's going on where there's evidence.
Well, $32 billion, I suppose, is criminal to an extent, but also the links between, between drug traffickers and the Republican movement is also a serious crime. You will obviously be quizzed about that for quite some time to come.
The facts are there, you know. There's $32 billion going into bailing out the banks and invested in NAMA. That should and could be focused in terms of, you know, creating employment for, you know, the 466,800 people who are currently unemployed in this state. And the only solution this failed government of Fianna Fáil and the Greens have to deal with that is to export our brightest and the youngest and brightest, creating.
All right, Councillor John Brady of Sinn Féin, thank you for joining us this morning.
Okay,
we'll be back after a break.